You're listening to SBS News.
Former rugby union star Israel Folau has again caused controversy with his religious views. Preaching at the Truth of Jesus Church in Sydney, Folau told the congregation the bushfires and drought that are ravaging parts of Australia are God's punishment for passing legislation on abortion and same-sex marriage. The sacked wallaby referring to a Bible verse from the book of Isaiah as justification for his comments, with a video of the sermon posted on Facebook.
Take these laws and turn it back into following what is right by God, what God says in his word.
Amen.
He says, therefore have the cursed devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left.
Folau went on to urge Australians to seek God's forgiveness, or else he warned there will be worse to come.
You have changed the law and changed the ordinance of these things. Look how rapid these bushfires, these droughts, all these things have come in a short period of time. You think it's a coincidence or not? God is speaking to you guys, Australia, you need to repent.
Folau is being heavily criticised for his sermon, with multiple deaths and hundreds of homes destroyed in this bushfire season alone, and many communities pushed to the edge because of severe drought conditions. Speaking to Sky News, opposition Labor leader Anthony Albanese denounced the comments as inappropriate and insensitive.
We have these dreadful bushfires, and we've had 4 deaths. We've had many more injuries. We've got firefighters who I've spoken to going out there and fighting these fires. And it would be good if people thought before they spoke about the impact that their comments, which are intemperate, might have. And these comments certainly won't bring anything positive or constructive to the debate.
That notion is shared by Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce, who told the Seven Network engaging with Folau is pointless.
He throws rocks at us, so he feels good. We throw rocks back at him, so we feel good. You throw rocks at both of us, so you feel good. And not one of those actions is making a sandwich for a person fighting the fires all around us. Not one of them's doing backburning. Not one of those actions is actually in a fire truck trying to stop these fires. Israel can concentrate on what he wants to say, and I don't really care, and we'll concentrate on the fire.
While New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian refused to even comment on what Folau said.
I'm not going to comment about those comments. I'll let others comment on that. Our focus is to support our communities here in New South Wales, and I don't think it's in my job description to respond to those type of comments.
Many in the Christian community have similarly stepped away from Folau's comments. Anglican Archdeacon for Justice Father Rod Bowen says his statements aren't just damaging to bushfire victims and disrespectful to members of the LGBTIQ community, but are not reflective of God's wishes.
Mr. Folau is devastatingly theologically ill-informed. He's a great athlete and a great footballer, but he really should leave the finer points of theology to someone else, because to suggest that... This is in any way a divine action. Unbelievably bad theology.
LGBTIQ activist Sally Rugg also attacked the comments on Twitter.
Most of us just roll our eyes at this ridiculous statement. But for kids who are beginning to figure out who they are and whether they'll be okay, these horrible comments have profound lasting damage.
It is not the first time Folau has made headlines for his religious views. The former wallaby was sacked by Rugby Australia in April for making a post on social media suggesting homosexuals and other sinners were going to hell unless they repented. RA's decision to end Folau's $4 million contract received mixed reactions. Radio presenter and former Australian rugby coach Alan Jones spoke out against the termination. However, this time speaking on his 2GB program, Jones criticised his friend for his sermon.
Now, Israel is a lovely human being. I know him well. Israel, button up. These comments don't help. I'm not going to make any further comment other than that.
Folau is the first Australian athlete to be fired for expressing his religious beliefs, with a 30-year-old now trying to sue Rugby Australia for unlawful termination. The legal case is ongoing. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.